You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, dude, what's good?
Man, you know, just life. Life is actually good for a change, man. It's strange. I ain't never had it like this. Even, you know, I mean, it's kind of sad. My grandfather just passed away.
Yeah.
That's why I was at the funeral home tonight. We weren't really close like that. My
Mom,
dad's
dad
side,
side
of the family.
Dad's side.
Yeah, we weren't really close. They weren't really close with him either. So, you know, it's not a big deal. But aside from that, man.
You know, funerals hit different the older I get. And, you know, I want to say this about black culture is I think that they do. Have you ever been to a black funeral?
Hell yeah, man. They do it.
It's more of a party. Like,
yeah, it's
like
a celebration of life. They don't even call it a
celebration
funeral.
Of life. Exactly. And, like, calling it a funeral is like, yeah.
Yeah, I got to go to a fucking funeral.
Now, celebration of life.
And you're like, hey, like, all right.
Now, this is my request. Like, when it's my time, whatever, keep it short. Like, you know, when you open casket, close just, casket, whatever. Yeah. Dude, like, let somebody get up there and tell some stories for about 5 minutes.
Be like, this man, you know him.
He was an idiot.
He did his thing.
Yeah. And now he's not.
He had his second music festival at it on his porch.
That's good. Yeah, we got to run with this.
Yeah, he had his second music festival on his porch.
April 8th and 9th. A good plug.
And, you know, he did the thing.
Yeah. He was doing the thing.
And, you know, you just, you know, some other shit. I'm sure you'll do some other shit. You know, like maybe have a third music festival.
Yeah. In the penalty box in the sky.
Yeah.
Talking about deaths, so we have had quite a few celebrity deaths.
It's been a hard year. 2022 came out swinging,
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it can't. So, Betty White.
Betty White, end of 2021. Like, who was it that died in 2020 into 2021? I can't remember.
Oh. Ooh.
It was somebody big, and we're like, shit. Can't believe that.
It was like a musician, right?
Yeah, it was somebody big. I can't remember who it was. Like, there's been so much shit.
Oh, yeah, and then Bob Saget.
Bob Saget.
You had Meatloaf.
Meatloaf today.
Today. We are recording on a Friday this, well, you'll see it on Tuesday, but maybe tomorrow, who knows?
Who knows, Adam? I mean,
I might drop some fire this weekend.
Who wants to work on night?
You know, the miraculous, I'm going to say this about Betty White because I'm going to make a Betty White joke, but that was one of the only times someone died where universally across the board, everyone agreed that 99 wasn't even long enough.
Yeah, no, we should have got one more out of her. At least one more.
I think she deserved it, triple digits. But, you know, like, no matter what side of the
fence. Oh, her birthday. Her birthday was just the other day.
Wasn't it like 3 days ago?
Yeah, like the 17th, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some really good memes floating around. And so the screwed up joke, I mean, I wonder what her and Epstein are talking about.
I guarantee it's the child blood didn't get me to 100.
The adrenochrome?
Yeah, but it did keep me looking good, though.
Yeah.
Because you noticed she got to the age to when Epstein was, like, peaking, and she basically stopped aging. at that time.
We're getting a little conspiratorial here.
A little bit. Think about it, though. She looked the same from Golden Girls up until the last photo I saw of her right before she died, and she looked like she was frail.
Okay.
The baby's blood quit working.
Yeah, somebody posted this, which Golden Girls, those women started like 56.
Yeah, they're like 50s, in their 50s.
And so, you know, Sex and the City is kicking off again.
Yep. Two reboot,
same age.
Yeah,
and just look at those women.
Yeah,
totally different hair. It's like totally different.
Yeah,
they don't like. You can get fooled today. You could, a lady can be like pushing 60 and still be like looking late 30s.
There was a lady we put screens on her house, dude, and I'm like, good God, Granny could get it if I was a single man.
A gift, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, so we got we'll do COVID updates.
Omicron, I am Lur.
The pandemic is officially over in the UK,
as it should be everywhere.
What else are we talking about?
Shit.
Since we always just do cold opens, we might as well just like, okay, here's how we're gonna piss you off today.
Yeah. So we should. I mean, COVID's real. People die. God damn it! It's been 2 years.
Yeah. It's time.
It's time. We just need to learn to live with this.
You know, I don't have the hellhole known as TikTok downloaded on my phone.
I don't have it at all but yet, like, but I'm getting one, it.
A video, you know, Libs of TikTok, if you're on the Twitterverse, that's an account you can follow. And they just get on TikTok and just find, like, absolutely embarrassing videos of what people who have lost their minds. And this girl felt like she had COVID. She takes a test, it comes back positive, and she breaks down and starts crying. And you know what she said? Like, mid-tantrum?
What's that?
The only thing that was unique or cool about me was that I hadn't caught it. How did this break? And, dude, she's in her early 20s.
What part of society are we living in right now, man?
It's like, baby girl, everyone's going to get it.
Everybody's going to get it eventually. I'm pretty sure I've had it.
Yeah, and I was like, you probably, like, if you was like, no, I ain't got it. Hell, you might have got it.
You might have got it. Never knew. Asymptomatic. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, we got to get open in the show. Anything else?
Man, it's, you know, can't complain, man. It's the first time I haven't had any kind of life trauma to complain about.
Oh, how about that?
It's wild.
I mean, but like the news cycle and everything going on in the world.
Well, is, now there is some wild to make fun of. Shit.
Carhartt is canceled.
Carhartt. I love Carhartt. I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, pants.
Those are my work pants. Like the company buys our work pants, they buy us Carhartts. So.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's the best fucking clothes ever.
And so we're going to get into that, but like, I think we're going to do a good job of like covering all sides because like the right is being kind of hypocritical.
Well, they're always coming at, you know, they come at everything. Hold on. No. I have jumped in a hole, Alan. I jumped in that hole and said the wrong thing first. It's pitiful. So what you were saying was that they, son of a bitch.
Okay, so they're,
yeah, go back.
The right are, you know, they're always upset about cancel culture.
Cancel, yeah, cancel this, right. Cancel that.
You know, and they get upset like Jenna Carano, you know, people who have really, I'm not going to say bad takes, but they don't line up with our tech overlords.
Yeah.
And so you get kicked off of social media platform.
Yeah, or, those guys.
That type of thing, which, I mean, I believe in free speech. And I think there needs to be, we can talk about this too as we get into the discussion, but I know that Twitter, for instance, or Facebook is it's worldwide. Like, and so not everyone has a constitution. But I believe, like, if we are in America, I'm not saying that we shouldn't, there shouldn't be, like, Facebook United States, Facebook China. But if we're operating as Americans on a social media, especially think about the metaverse, there's going to have to be a meta constitution. Or there's got
to
be
a set of rules. It's going to have to be understood, I guess, because I don't think you could impose rules in the metaverse?
I don't know. We'll get into all this. Let's open the show.
Yeah.
Flash arrives, which simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I, you can hear the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is Off the Deep End, and as you already know, I got Big John here with me. We've already done the how you doings.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about first?
The thing with me I'd like to talk about, dude, is, you know, we have peace-loving, blue guy, president.
Oh, my God. Did you watch this press conference 2 days ago?
I didn't. I don't watch the news.
Absolute train wreck. Number one, it was at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Who has time to watch the news at 4 o'clock in the fucking afternoon?
Well, I didn't watch it until I got home from work. I just pulled it up and...
I'm sure that's what everybody did.
It was hard to get through. It was 2 hours. And that was most of it.
I saw clips of this. I saw
Truest Shaman out of the pressure, bad of calf care, just a lot of stumbles. This is kind of a weird place, you know, because I think everyone kind of got duped on that, which, I mean, like, you and I knew who the guy was. He's a damn crook.
Yeah, the whole time we caught
him. He's been in the government for over 50 years.
And ain't done shit.
Yeah.
Except he gets shit.
And the media paints him as like this moderate grandpa.
Yeah.
Who's going to like make everybody get along.
Hippie dippy.
And he's more divisive.
Than anything, I would say.
I think he might, like, okay, we don't have mean tweets. But like, that was really the reason I got back on Twitter. Because I thought he was funny.
That's what he was trying to do. It's just that it's there's
like
people
the
that
president
didn't get
is
it.
Like ragging on like
yeah like one roasting of
citizen,
these folks yeah.
roasting his citizen
yeah
I was like part of you guys be like that's kind of funny
that's funny
you're getting roasted by the president himself
yeah he is roasting you personally
and he had like you know like this someone pulled up the thread of like tweets he made about Diet Coke I was like. And I haven't been to one of his rallies. I honestly want to go because I hear like he's a comedian. Like
he's funny as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Like I've never gone to one of his. I've been in a town where one of his.
Oh, you might as well shut the town down, dude.
Yeah, and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, oh, Trump's coming to town. I'm like, fuck all of that.
Yeah, I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, we're a year out of his presidency, and...
He gets more media coverage that I see than the president.
A lot of people still have what they call TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
So, like, but you hop on the hell-ho, and, like, if you make a negative comment about Biden, and their go-to is, like, their defense is, like, at least he's not Trump. It's like... But what has he really done that is improved? Like, he got voted in on not being someone else.
Well, we got duped by Trump, first off.
Yeah, that's true.
And then we're getting duped by somebody that's basically got amnesia.
That's like...
Tourette's.
Probably dementia.
Let's go to... Alzheimer's.
Yeah. You know the thing.
Yeah, that. Yeah. That.
yeah.
But yeah, he's the guy leading the country.
Yeah.
And we had mean tweets.
Yeah.
Which
I you know, it's like both sides saying F you to each other.
It is, you know, it's like, what are you proving? You're giving us the same shit in a different bag.
I'll tell you this, is like, this is what's crazy to me, is like, Trump is a populist.
Yeah, 100%.
2016, when Bernie Sanders was running, like, okay, the Democratic, the DNC, they decided that it was Hillary's year.
Yeah, Hillary.
Which was a huge mistake,
because
nobody likes her. Well, I mean, people like
everybody liked Bill, so they thought that they could, like, squeeze her in on Bill's coattail.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out.
No, it did not. Because you got beat by Trump. Like,
I mean, a fucking...
That's a historic L. But I think it's a bigger L for Trump, because he lost to Biden.
Well, I think it's just an L for the democracy, man. Or the republic, let's be honest.
The constitutional republic.
Yeah, the constitutional republic.
Yeah, so... Okay, so Bernie Sanders is also a populist. But he's
not. He's like, on the other side.
Well, it's left populism.
Yeah.
And, like, Trump would be right populism. Yeah. But, like, if you sat those down two together and talked about, like, what they believe, they would agree on a lot of things.
Most things.
Now, Bernie Sanders, when he got his
normal
book deal,
shit.
Mm-hmm.
They'll agree on normal, because they don't understand.
Yeah. And we don't, I don't think we have, we might have a couple of congressmen, because I think they're younger.
Yeah.
That understand, like, cryptocurrency, but, like, we have people like Elizabeth Warren trying to talk about crypto, and, like, every time she opens her mouth, she sounds dumber.
It's like
she doesn't know what she's talking about.
It's like King Tater Tot talking about reefer.
And now, like, even Trump has come out against cryptocurrency. You know, he thinks it, you know,
it's so, and have you noticed
it's not
down?
Only it's not only volatile in itself, but it's also volatile to the economy.
For his money.
Yeah.
Because ain't nobody trading in fucking Ethereum to go to the casino.
Well, no, and, like, this is the thing that I like about cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin. Like, I've kind of OD'd on the orange pill, the Bitcoin pill, is, I was thinking about this, that is, like, your First Amendment money. If that and let me tell you what
I
mean.
Yeah, it's money they can't touch.
That's right. Because, like, okay, let's take, like, Alex Jones. You know, like, Visa or MasterCard, they won't even do, like, some banks won't even have an account for him. Like, he's like,
yeah, he
you know how it
list.
Works. It's like, they destroy your reputation.
Yeah, done that.
Yeah. And then they go, okay, we're going, you can have money, but you ain't going to be able to use it.
Yeah.
And so Bitcoin is freedom, because... Yeah. Nobody can stop.
Now it's anonymous.
That's right. That's right.
And it's Bitcoin, blah, blah, 739634877G421683.
And, like, with the technology and the apps, like, I recommend Strike to people.
So you're doing Strike now?
I run several apps.
Yeah.
But one thing I want, like, people to understand is, like, just because you bought some Bitcoin off, like, Coinbase doesn't necessarily mean that you actually own it.
Yeah, you don't own it. Or you may. You have to buy a lot to actually own it.
Well, no, it's not even the amount. It's like you have to have... It's almost like Robin Hood. Like, let me break it down in, like, stocks. If you bought, let's say, AMC on Robin Hood or, like, Cash App.
Yeah.
The legitimacy of actually owning that stock is very sketchy to me.
Yeah, because you don't really have
Because if you look at, like, the terms and conditions, it's
they
kinda,
pretty much use your stock to make money off of it.
Right. It's like you bought them a stock
to use,
and you could sell it
to them.
Sometimes not when you want to, because they'll shut that shit. It was so shady during the stock market.
Yeah,
it was wild.
Man, you know the thing about it? I just want it all to fucking crash. I want it all to just go away.
Bitcoin, everything?
Everything. I want to, because you can't, you know, Bitcoin's great. It's a good idea. And all the cryptocurrency is
a
good idea.
It's been 13 years. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Blockchain is fantastic. But you're starting over at the middle. You're not starting over from zero. You're starting over at the middle, and you're going to be right back where you were if you start over at the middle.
Hmm.
Because you've bought this, or established, or mine this Bitcoin with money or other currency that is in the US dollar that you've converted into Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
So you're taking funds that you already had and turned it into something else. So you've cut out being able to establish wealth. Even though you can establish wealth.
I think 2020 and 2019 probably produce more millionaires.
Than any year ever. I'm thinking about getting into NFTs.
And NFTs is not over.
I want to get into them,
like,
man.
Use OpenSea.io.
Yeah.
And they had this thing. Do you know about the SOS tokens?
A little bit.
The more OpenSea is like, that's where you go to buy like NFTs, it's part of the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah.
And I got a buddy of mine, he's heavy into it. Like, he'll hop on, he'll get off work or, on his lunch break, like all the time he has.
Yeah.
Is he's on a Discord, like watching things. And like, as soon as these things, what they call, if it's not minted, you don't want it.
Yeah.
It needs to be minted.
But you got to catch, if it's minted already, you got to catch it quick.
Yeah. And like, also, like that moment that it gets its papers on being minted, dude, it's like that price range. Pow. So if you can hit it just right.
If you get it right on time, man, you're in there.
And then you can get on and get off and like, you could change your stars.
Yeah, you could change your tax bracket.
Yeah.
Just by getting on and getting off. That's why, because NFT is starting over at zero.
Well,
because it's a non-fungible token.
Okay.
Draw
this out.
That's nothing. That establishes its own wealth.
Well, it's like, the way I explain NFTs to people is it's like that art.
Yeah, that could be an NFT.
Yeah, it could be. That's one of one. There's not another one in the world like it. There's not even a print of it anywhere. Yeah. When I purchase that, let's just say I paid $100. Okay? Let's say that someone sees this art and they value it at $1,000. Yeah. I was like, well,
sweet.
Okay. Yeah, I'm probably going to sell it.
Yeah.
And that's the NFT.
Mm-hmm.
Like, NFT, that non-fungible token, is like, it's just art on the internet.
Yep.
Now, like, one thing I want to clear up, and I think these people are hilarious, because I can't tell if they're serious or if they're that dumb,
yeah,
is like people who think they screenshot the NFT and own it. And I was like,
no.
I think you're trolling, but that's not a good troll.
Yeah.
Like, you're just you look kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't screenshot it, man. That's not the way it works.
Right. Yeah, and that whole thing. So, like, we were hanging out. He came up for Christmas, and I was watching him on his laptop, and like, he had Discord pulled up, he had OpenSea pulled up, and he was just watching stuff, and he was kind of showing me some of the NFTs he had acquired, and like, cause I want to know a lot about it. I don't know if I want to get into it, because like, the thing about the NFT market is I don't think it's gonna stick.
That's why I like it, because it's starting over at zero. But I think
it goes away fast, and I think a lot of people are going to get caught holding the bag.
See, that's how the dollar was, though, dude. That's how every new currency starts. So like, you remember, like, the euro, when England or, Europe went from pounds or whatever they used, I can't remember, before, whatever it was before the euro.
Yeah.
European currency before the euro. Anyway, now they started over at the middle.
Mm.
And now the euro, it's sustained.
Now the euro, that went from, like, let's just say, and I don't know enough about it. I mean, I guess we could get somebody
older. Yeah, we could get somebody older. He'd have to get older than us and from the UK.
But like, pounds. Now euro is like the standard.
Yeah, it's the standard across the board. Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like the standardized currency across the board?
No, and that's like one thing, like a lot of people misconstrue like Bitcoin to be like that, is like, and I'm not trying to go to like Revelation and end times, but like, yeah, that is literally a step, is like one world currency. Like, I think things need to be decentralized, and I think there always need to be options. But like, make the like, and this would kind of make it like a universal currency, like I think it already is, like Bitcoin is, definitely is. But the thing about it is, like, there's so many options.
And yeah, like, I mean, that's I would like say Ethereum. Like
maybe only a tenth of the earth participate, mm-hmm. if that many. I don't know, just here in America, I think we'd be surprised. Like, a lot of people, like, because a lot of people don't like talking about Bitcoin. They kind of hush-hush on it.
Yeah.
And, like, some of these cats,
because it think, was, you know, back in the day, Bitcoin was sketchy.
Yeah.
You used it to buy illegal shit on the internet.
Yeah, the way it started and all that. Yeah.
Because it was illegal.
Yeah,
it was like pirate currency.
Right. I'm kicking myself because, like, there have been times, like, 10 years ago when, like,
yeah,
I had a few Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Like, I bought them for next to nothing, and then, well, I kind of need that money back.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell these.
Yeah. Make me a grand off $400. Yeah. That kind of shit. Yeah, I'm making a grand right quick.
Gary V out here, dude. I'm out here making moves. Y'all out here playing.
Yeah.
Okay, so
get back to the 46. Remember from the last one, I said I wasn't gonna call him by his name. I was just gonna call him 46.
Yeah,
46. He, you know, he also has done something that Donald Trump never did. Not to praise Trump, because I don't like that asshole either. He did get the troops out of Afghanistan in kind of a bitch move, got the troops out of Afghanistan. But now,
we're talking about 46 or Trump? Yeah,
46.
Like, yeah, Trump arranged the deal, though.
Yeah, Trump set the deal up, and Biden's getting the...
And he didn't follow the rules.
Yeah, that's why, like, I'm saying the shame
deal. There were terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And I think, was it you and I that talked about it? It was like he'd done everything backwards in the way he should have.
Yeah, I don't think, no, that wasn't a you and me.
And I'm like, dude, I'm not a military general. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, I'm not going to armchair quarterback this thing.
But. Yeah, Bill, this motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, like I know, you know, but like just watching it go down, it was like, dude, that's so backwards. Like, Commander-in-Chief, man.
Yeah.
And Milley both let us down that day. Yeah. We still, I don't, they might not be alive anymore, but there were a lot of Americans left behind.
Well, there's always going to be American troops there quietly.
Yeah, I mean,
just this, like anywhere there's an installment of American troops.
This thing has been going on for 20 years.
Yeah.
And so, like, what's crazy is, like, your dad might have served, and then you got old enough to join, and you and your dad are fighting the same war.
Same war. Yeah, there's a lot of that shit going on now, for sure.
So crazy. I'm glad it's over. I don't believe the United States needs to be the world police. I wish we would leave. Now, this is what, before World War II, when America was just kind of staying out, didn't really want to be involved in it.
Yeah.
It's like, you're on that side of the world.
We don't give a
nothing
shit.
Nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Now granted, I would say that,
allies now.
Now, granted, I would say something like Adolf Hitler or like Nazis is a horrible thing, and I believe genocide is the absolute worst. But once again, it's like, dude, that's on the other side of the world.
You know, it really doesn't affect me. And in my later years in life, the things that don't really affect me, it doesn't affect me, you know?
I think that's the thing about it. Think about this, is like when we were coming up in high school, and I think you'll agree with this, is I'll never care about anything as much as I did when I was younger.
Oh, no, never. You'll lose that heart.
Because, really, like, I think that, it's right at your feet. The older I get, it's like, I realize how much those small things don't matter.
Yeah, don't matter.
And then, like, some things are so big. Like, you want to talk about genocide, it's like what China is doing to the Uyghurs. Or how the world dropped the ball in Hong Kong. Yeah. And how the world will probably drop the ball in Taiwan. And then I bet Japan is shitting their pants, because if Taiwan falls, they're next.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
And then Australia. I think that would be the path of, like, the Chinese. But I'm thankful for, like, Enos Kanter. in the NBA, changed his last name to Freedom when he became a U.S. citizen. He speaks out openly about the Taiwan issue and how we need to stand up for Taiwan. Now, once again, it's like, I don't want to go get in a war with China. But, dude, like, people don't understand this. Now, our government is fast-tracking this. This is one thing I'll say about the current administration that's in the office is I think they're going to put it out in Arizona. I really wish Alabama or Mississippi would have got the bid, especially if it went up around Huntsville. That would have been great. But the world's chip supply, like these smart chips, right? Computer chips for vehicles, for computers, for literally
basically everything.
Everything. It's predominantly made in Taiwan.
Yeah.
And if China was to control that, well, what if China decided, I'm not going to give you anymore? Yeah. Just like they control a majority of pharmaceutical. Did you know that? Most of our medicine is made in China.
That's why it's so damn high.
Now, that was one thing I didn't like because, like, Trump made insulin cheap. He made it, like, what, $16 or something like that?
Yeah,
I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah,
and, like,
one
of the first executive orders out of 7,596 that he signed on his first day in office, one of them was to make insulin go back up. And I was like, why would you do that to somebody?
Yeah, why would you do that?
It's like, well, Trump did it. I got to undo it.
Well, he was more focused on undoing everything that Trump had done.
Yeah.
In his first 100 days, because he treated his presidency in the first 100 days like a fucking pissed off little kid.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And he was like spiteful and just, he didn't care what he did to the American people. It was more about undoing what Trump had done.
During that press conference, it was toward the end of it, and I think it was after it was over, like immediately after it was over, there was a Fox reporter that was asking Biden, why are you waiting for Putin to make the first move? And, like, the audio bite got captured. And what he said was, what a stupid question. And I was like, that is a general concern of the American people.
Yeah.
Like, whether it came from Fox or CNN or, like, a news organization that you don't like or from a reporter that you don't like, doesn't matter. There is no such thing as a stupid question when you are the leader of the greatest country in the world.
Yeah. He is gonna... The 46 man, he has done one other thing that Trump never did.
He called him fake news, which was fucking hilarious.
He's actually deployed some troops.
Yeah.
140 boats.
Well, think about it. His approval rating is in the gutter. And, like, what is the only way for a president for the approval rating to go up?
War.
Hey, now you're talking.
War.
Yeah, dude.
War. Omicron wasn't enough. Lur. Didn't get them. So now we need war.
So he deployed some boats
out into the ocean over there by South Korea.
Interesting.
You know, just kind of a show of force.
Well, I don't think anybody, like, is intimidated by him, though.
That's the thing, man. It's like, what you trying to do, dude? Why are you trying to get some shit started? And ain't nobody messing with nobody right now, you know, other than
that's not true.
Ukrainians.
You have... Now, this happened, like, not too long ago, and so I think this is going to be, like, Putin's going to play the same hand again. It's like, I think it was it back in 2018 when Putin and Trump got into a little bit of tiff over Ukraine? And then, like...
I think it was 18.
And then, you know, like, Joe Biden's connection with Hunter Biden and, like, you know, being on that board, Burisma. Ukraine, was it oil, right?
Yeah, it's oil.
Our gas, pipeline. And so, when Trump started getting the information, he started finding, like, some of that stuff, I think. And, like, when he's, because, you know, Trump, he was like a bull in a china shop. He was like,
fuck this.
He was like, what's going on here? Okay, I'm about to blow this out of the water.
This kind of fucking the American people's out.
Yeah. And so, like, Putin, like, took part of Ukraine back. Now, one thing that Ukraine and especially the Polish know is, well, they were under socialism. They were under communism because of the USSR.
Yeah.
Like, you ever get a chance to talk to a Pole, do it and talk to them about socialism and communism. They'll tell you that
they'll tell you real quick.
It's a disaster.
Yes, sir. They will say you don't.
And like a lot of people today would say, well, it was never done right. It was like there is no doing
it
right.
There's only one way. There's only one way, and it's the way it always turns out. Socialism turns into communism real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're always going to have like that dictator type, the authoritarian. You know, and I hope it passes because personally, I don't like socialized healthcare.
Yeah.
I
want to be able to choose my medicine.
I think the way that the pharmaceutical industry is run is ridiculous. I think that shit's overpriced because of insurance and the way that we've been doing it. Now, I hope this passes. California wants to double taxes on all Californians and have socialized healthcare.
Well, there's been a mass exodus out of California over the last 2 years.
But like, I think mostly are those who don't align with the politics, though, right?
Yeah.
So, if that's what these people want, I say do it. And then, like, people who want it,
go
live in California.
Go do it.
I'll help you move.
Go check out. So, go have your little baby version of socialism in California for a little while. Yeah. See how it feels.
Yeah.
When you have to wait, like, 2 months to get a tooth pulled.
That's the thing about socialized healthcare is, like, I know a lot of people from Canada, right? Not just because of the show.
Just because of life.
Yeah, life. Traveling and stuff.
Yeah.
And there have been so many cases to where, like, okay, friend of mine, her dad got cancer. Because of socialized healthcare, he had to come to the United States to get treatment.
Yeah.
They wouldn't treat him because it wasn't on top of the list of things to be treated. Let's just say you broke your ankle.
Oh, you might have to wait for a week to go to the
doctor.
If you
think you got something wrong with your back and you needed a CAT scan.
Might take you 2 months, six months.
Or, you know, dentist stuff. Like, he needed a root canal.
Dude, I was at Voodoo Fest in New Orleans a few years ago. There was a guy, like, my age, walking around with a walker. And I'm like, I know that walk. There's a guy my age walking around with a walker. I'm going to go ask him if he's got MS.
He did.
And I walk over there to him, and I'm like, what's up, dude? He's like, oh, man, just trying to keep cool in the heat. I'm like, dude, I feel you. And he's like, yeah, it's pretty hot out here. I got MS-like symptoms, and I can't really deal with the heat. I'm like, yeah, I feel you, man. I was over here trying to find a place to smoke a joint because my eyes are fucking jumping because of my MS. And he's like, you got MS? He's like, yeah. He's like, when'd you get diagnosed? I'm like, a year ago or so. He's like, yeah, I'm still waiting on my diagnosis. It's a little harder to get done in Canada. And this dude was on a walker. And I'm fine.
Yeah.
Already diagnosed.
Yeah.
And basically fine. And he's on a walker and can't get a diagnosis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Canada fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm. You know, and like when people talk about socialized healthcare, they only want to talk about the good part of it, right?
Yeah. Get to go to the doctor for free.
Yeah. But Right.
When you get to go for free.
You don't want to talk about the ugly stuff. And there's this thing called the ESG, right? It's mainly more for businesses, but there will also come a social credit score. So let's say, and I think people are getting done in by this as well, just like they did like for the past 2 years with COVID response.
The dupes.
Yeah, being duped is, now I've done it, lost my train of thought, being duped by social credit score. For all those people who are building credits for saying the right things on social media and having the right posts and the right hashtags and going to the protests and rallies and building up followers, right?
Yeah.
Is just because all that stuff is working out for you right now, dude, just in an instant, they eat their own.
You say one wrong thing,
it's done.
Over with.
Look at Pat Oswalt.
Oh, man.
You know, did you remember that? Like, Dave Chappelle. Okay, so Patton Oswalt, famous. He's been in some films, been in some TV shows, right? Stand-up specials. But, like, let's just say, I think it's probably between Dave Chappelle or Joe Rogan, most popular comedian in America.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And so, Chappelle is doing a shout-out arena show in the same town. He invites Patton out to open for him. And so, they take a picture together, right? And he posts it on his Instagram. And, like, you know, everything goes fine. Everybody's like, yeah, Dave's the GOAT, da-da-da. You know, those were the comments.
Yeah.
He posts it on Twitter, and the mob comes after him. Well, he's transphobic, da 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 da. And so, like, he doubles down on, like, trying to get them to shut the fuck up. And, like, he takes a picture of him, like, writing a note at his desk. And he's like, you know, in thought, like, yeah, this is his apology letter. And I was like, okay, number one, if I was Dave Chappelle, which Dave Chappelle will take the high road.
Yeah.
And probably won't think nothing of it. But if I was Dave Chappelle, like, I would have called the guy. And I was like, dude, what's up with that post?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
We've been friends for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know I'm not transphobic. You've done transphobic jokes in your stand-up, you know? And that's what they did. They went and looked up some of his old comedy from like 5 years ago, and he's basically canceled now. Will it stick? Probably not. But like, here's a chance for Dave Chappelle to like, come on, buddy. You know, you'll start opening up for me, get you back, you know, on your feet. I don't know how that's going to go, you know. I don't know if he's going to be legitimately canceled or not, but, like, comedy is, like, you know, I'm a music guy, but to me, like...
Comedy's been canceled, dude.
Art, comedy, and music are so very important. Now, like, if you pulled it up, like, on Jobs, it's like, I'm going to put it in top 10, like, most important thing that a person can do, like, maybe not financially, but... Art has a way of talking about things that are difficult to talk about, if it's comedy, make you laugh because of how fucked up it is.
Yep.
It has the ability to be like, oh man, yeah, that does suck. And it has the ability to take the politics or whatever that nasty thing is in it so that everyone can kind of look at this
and be like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We need to do something about that. Like, Norm MacDonald was the goat at it, you know?
Yeah, he's the best.
That was another guy who passed.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald, guy. And so, it came at comedians hard, 2022.
It really did. But, you know, I believe, like, a comedian is the court jester in the king's kingdom, whatever.
Court?
Yeah. Court.
Yeah.
You know, he's the only guy in the room that can talk about a screwed up issue that society is dealing with and not get his head chopped off. Because he's a clown.
And, you know, that's kind of why
I believe
comedy so much, man. Even though, dude, like,
what's going on?
Comedy is so weird, man, because...
You want to do something with that?
Yeah. If you want to... You know, funny stuff is stuff that is risque or that's what I think's funny.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's like, I love the really...
Kind of like gritty comedy.
I like really dark humor. Like, yeah. I've been...
kind of like...
Okay. So, for the longest time... Now, granted, I love The American Office.
Yeah.
But the OG, like the British Office...
Yeah.
...is like a lot darker. I think it's Ricky Gervais that really does it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a scene... And I think I heard Dave Landau talking about this. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's a scene in the British Office to where, like, the fire alarm are going off, and they have a girl in a wheelchair. And so they carry her halfway down the stairs and just leave her. And then it shows her, like, looking up at the counter and, like, kind of shrugging her shoulders. And just like, this is painful to watch. Get her out of the building.
Yeah.
And, like, there was a lot of painful comedy in that show. Like,
yeah,
it's really dark. It's kind of ominous. It's like Liam Neeson showed up on it.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, just, all right, you had a hospital. I got AIDS.
What?
How'd you get AIDS? Prostitute.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's try something else.
Yeah, let's do something else.
But I don't.
But yeah, gritty comedy is the best, in my opinion. And cancel culture has made it almost impossible to do like gritty comedy because somebody's going to get their Wolf Fewins hood or
yeah.
You're going to say something about somebody's fucking, like, you know, I don't like to talk about. Like, I don't like, you know, Carlos Mencia did the retarded jokes or special people jokes or whatever they want to.
He was
know.
A fucking ripoff anyway.
Anyway, yeah. But.
Screw that guy.
I don't like that kind of, like, dark comedy because I tried to do one of those jokes one time because I was a big Carlos Mencia fan before yeah. Everybody found out he was a piece of shit ripoff.
Yeah, he's a con.
Yeah. And I wanted to do one, so I said one. And the person, there was a person in the audience who had a brother that just happened to have cerebral palsy. And here I am talking about, you
you're
going
to get your ass whooped after the show.
Yeah, I'm like, this girl is pissed.
Yeah.
And she was hosting the fucking comedy thing. And I'm like, I pissed off the host. Oh. How do you piss off the fucking host at a comedy show?
I think that's the thing about it. It's like you have a very unique situation because, like, I think you can use MS as like a sword in your comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can definitely, but like, it's I don't guess it's as funny as cerebral palsy.
Well, you know,
and I'm not saying that cerebral palsy is funny.
Well, yeah, but you I mean, it's so hard.
Both of it sucks.
Yeah, both of it sucks. And, you know, I can talk about a person with MS all day because I have MS.
Right.
I can talk about, you know, goddamn, you know, this dude, I know this fella's got MS. You can't tell if he's drunk or sober because sometimes he'll fall down and
yeah,
sometimes he'll be slurring his words and
yeah, I mean, there was, blind, staggering, you know, there were two times when we first started hanging out that, like, going back to your apartment, you had a hard time with the stairs.
Yeah, see, that was when I was bigger, too. Like, you know, I started losing weight back then, or I was starting my journey.
Yeah.
Starting the weight loss journey, really. And, dude, it sucked going up and down them stairs, but it fucking trained me, man. It was like, sucked, but it conditioned me to, when I see stairs, I used to be like, oh, I can't do those stairs. Now I'm like, man, shit, I got to do these stairs. Uh-huh. So it put my brain to where I'm like, I'm going to overpower these stairs.
Has there ever been a time, like, with stairs or, like, where just MS just hits you to where there was no one around and, like, you were kind of helpless for a time?
Oh, dude, I was fucking hiding at the hospital.
That's
smoking
a
cigarette.
Oh, okay.
In the hallway, you know, like in the stairwell and the parking deck.
Okay.
And I fucking was, like, walking down the stairs, and I, like, lost my balance, and I was, like, three steps down from the little stop.
Yeah.
You know, the little landing area.
Yeah.
And I fucking rolled all the way down there, and I just, like, laid on my back, and I was so much bigger than I am now.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't get up, dude. I had to call my ex-wife and have her come help me get up.
Was she already there?
Yeah, she was there. She was in the room.
Yeah.
And I was down there smoking a cigarette.
I couldn't imagine, like...
Like, I physically could not get up.
You know, I think about, like, those life alerts, and, like, granted, that's some dark comedy, but I find those commercials hilarious.
Hilarious, dude.
But that's a real thing.
That really happens, and when it does,
I feel,
scary.
Like, bad for that, because, you know, it was in... This is one of my grandma's last days on this earth. I came home. I think we had just done a podcast that evening, and I got home, and, like, she was in a bad way. And, you know, it took 45 minutes to an hour to get her settled.
Yeah.
And I still to this day don't really know what happened. Like, I got home, and, like, she was flailing on the floor. And I don't know what happened.
That's like my aunt.
But, like, what would have happened if I didn't come home that night, you know?
Yeah. Or, you know, it was one of those nights, like, when you stayed over at my apartment
right.
or something. And that's scary, dude.
Yeah, and so, like, you know, I hate nursing homes. And God. You know, and that was a big part of, like, coming back is, like, I really wanted to be with my family. And, I couldn't imagine, like, grandparent or father or mother and, like, sending them off to a home because I don't have time for them.
Yeah. And, like, they wiped your ass.
Yeah.
And now you're too good.
Yeah, you're going to wipe theirs.
Yeah.
You need to. Yeah. You should.
I'm sorry. I think I'm probably going to put mine in a home. I may come visit them, though.
Oh, that's what sucks is, like, you put them in there and then they don't get any visitors or anything. Just kind of just waiting to die.
Yeah, you're just hanging out waiting to die.
That's
a shitty existence.
You know, that's one thing about, like, life expectancy that, you know, we're technologically advanced to where, like, Betty White lives to be 99 and, like, you know, average people. I mean, they live anywhere from, like, 65 to 95 for real.
Yeah.
Here lately, it seems like. That's a damn blessing. Yes. It's like, you think about, like, just not so long ago, it was like, shit, 35 was good, dude.
Yeah, you're happy to make it to 40.
Yeah.
You know, old men were like 45 back in the day. Civil War times, if you were 50, you were geriatric. Now 50-year-olds are running marathons.
I'm telling you. Even older sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to talk about racism.
Oh, God.
Now, this
general there.
This, yeah, this is not even American.
Okay.
I just want to, like, I think we're making a huge deal about racism here in the United States, but I believe that we're fighting air. And not that I'm saying it's non-existent. I'm saying it's always going to be around. So this is in Japan, and shout out to the guy. He kind of cracked the system. So this chick, she's married, but her and her husband are unable to have a child.
Yeah,
because of some genetics. I think they may have already had one, but they were unable to have another. And so she reaches out on the internet and finds a guy. Is like, you know, he ended up like, a family friendly way of. Doing the deed about 10 times till it stuck. She got pregnant.
All right.
And so, like, she laid out the qualifications of what she wanted. She wanted, you know, the guy to be, like, educated to go to a certain school and, like, credentials. She didn't want a dumbass kid, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. Well,
no, nobody wants to have a dumbass kid.
What?
I said nobody wants to have a dumbass kid.
Yeah. We want to do, like, the genetic breeding here. We want a good one. And so the dude totally lied. But what he lied about was his ethnicity. He was Chinese. Now, and Japanese people and Chinese people are, like, deeply racist toward each other.
Oh, God, they hate each other.
And Chinese people hate black people.
God.
Which is weird to me because, like, let's see, I think it's a $1.5 billion contract that China has bought in the NBA over 5 years. It's like $500 million a year.
They're trying to get taller.
But, like, there was a time when the NBA went and played basketball over there.
I remember that.
And, like, dude, they were, like, racial slurs big time, right?
Yeah.
Big no-nos, like, hard R.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Over and over and over and like, get the fuck out of my country.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I was an NBA player, I was like, I don't want free Hong Kong, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Shit. Kill him, motherfuckers.
So, the story, she goes on and has the baby, but she puts the child up for adoption. She didn't want to keep it because it was half Chinese. Sued the guy for 340 yen, which comes out to be about $3 million. That is the most expensive, I bet, anyone has ever paid for sex.
Oh, hell yeah. $3 million?
If it was a stick. But ain't that crazy? And, like, and this is what I say about, like, and I've been to South America, and I've been, like, Central America, and I've been to a lot of those countries, right?
Yeah.
And so let's just say that you called a Chilean, Argentinian, or Venezuelan.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't like that.
It's kind of like calling an El Salvadorian Mexican.
That's right. Or like calling a Mexican a Guatemalan.
Yeah.
They don't like that.
No.
You know, like, so, like, I don't think there's anything of being proud of your race.
No, Mexican.
Or your ethnicity, okay? But, like, let's take about, like, you know, Kennedy, the guy who, he's kind of the main guy in, I think, yeah, the 1619, like, the critical race theory thing.
Yeah, you know
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And his stance is, like, I'm under the impression of MLK. Like, I'm not going to judge a person on the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, right?
Yeah.
I'm for that. I believe that is correct. He believes that civil rights was a mistake. It should have never been done. And he talks about, and I mean, this is in his book, you can write it, is like, he wants for blacks and whites to be segregated here in America. I don't want that personally.
I don't either. I don't care. But there's, you know, biblically speaking, the races are not supposed to mix.
Oh, that's not true.
Really?
No, that's not true.
I did not know that. I've always heard that they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, that's something that old racists say. That's really? Not true. And that, you know, like, in a lot of, did they say birds of a feather?
No, not nothing about birds of a feather, but they're just like, you're not supposed to mix races.
That's not true. That's Old Testament thing, and like, that's a very Jewish thing. But like, when Christ came in New Testament, like, that's the difference in being Jewish and being a Gentile. And I'm not saying that a Jewish can't be a Christian, but like, for the most part, they're going to be...
Yeah, they're going to be Jewish.
They're going to be Jewish. No, Jesus made all those things clean. Just like eating pork. A Jew could now eat pork if he believed in Christ. You know, does that make sense?
Yep.
So, but like, no, I mean, that was definitely taught by Jews. Really? That's definitely Old Testament stuff.
Okay.
But no. No. Like, just at the gospel itself is like, we are heirs of adoption. We were adopted into God's family. Does that make sense?
And yeah.
Black, white, red, yellow don't matter. Don't matter what you are, who you are. It's like, you can sit at his table. And so, like, I don't think God cares who you marry. Right?
Really? I was always, that's just that's why I kind of left the church. Was like, a fucking racist bastard.
Oh, yeah, that was just a bad... But that's the thing about it is, like, and I've been to those churches, you know, to where the, you know, the pastor's got, like, it'll be a little too much politics in his sermons.
Yeah.
And I think about it as, like, okay, so if I got to do two speeches, so to speak,
yeah,
and then one on Wednesday, two on Sunday, something's going to hit the news or something's going to happen to me personally, and it's like, I'm going to kind of go off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be set off. But, like, for some of these guys, it's like, they get up on a soapbox, right?
Yeah, they jump up on
like, they really ain't preaching the gospel. They're preaching their gospel.
Yeah.
Their truth, so to speak. Yeah, I try to avoid those. I don't like being around those guys. Yeah, those guys suck.
Yeah. See, I left that shit because of that shit.
Yeah, that was a bad call. Yeah,
And then you know, I go and do this Emmaus thing, and they're talking about God is the God of love, and I'm like,
you know, like Christendom is the only religion that is attacked perpetually.
Yeah.
Now you want to talk about this? Christianity is really lightened up with, like, let's just say, gay rights. If you were to try to do that in an Islamic country, you get thrown off a building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or think about women's rights.
Thrown off a building.
Do that in Islam.
And stoned.
Yeah, you can stone. Yeah, exactly. So, like, all these bad labels that Jesus Christ, which Jesus said that the world was going to hate him, and that they would, and, like, his followers would be hated even more. You know, that's a direct quote.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you definitely see it. And that is what draws me to Christianity, as being the absolute only thing that could be real. It's like, if it's not real, why is there so much opposition?
Yeah.
Because nobody really gives a shit about Islam, right?
Yeah, they're like, oh, Allah.
They're not down for that terrorist, like, I'm going to blow myself up in the name of Allah. They don't really like that. Like, most people don't, right?
Yeah.
And they call it Islamic extremism, but, like, it's not extremism if you read the Quran. Their sacred writings, the Quran and stuff, you know. The Hadith or what you...
Yeah.
Okay? And granted, if you're a practiced Muslim, I'm not calling you a terrorist, like... but I've read your writings. I'm fairly familiar with your religion.
Yeah.
I would love to have a discourse about that, if you're out there. I've been to the services. There's an Islamic temple in Starville I've been wanting to go check out. I wanted to go meet some of the cats there and see what's up.
There's one in Columbus, dude.
I didn't know there was one in Columbus.
Yep.
I had to do that in college. At University of Mobile, I studied, like, missions, right?
Yeah.
And so I had to go to a Jewish synagogue. I had to go to, you know, a mosque.
Well, it's just a synagogue. They kind of rent it out to whoever needs it.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, you know, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness is like, I don't agree with you, but I don't care.
See, that's the thing. That's what's different about our generation versus a bunch of other generations is they cared so much about what other people were fucking doing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just like, let us live our own life.
But I'll say this. I wonder what impact social media had on that. And I think the biggest, and I want to leave, and I'm eventually going to leave social media. I haven't gotten in on any of the new apps like Parler or Getter or Gab, Minds. I thought about putting some of my content on Rumble, like the alternate YouTube or whatever, but yeah. I don't like being on three social medias, right?
Dude, I'm thinking about cutting back to just Snapchat and Instagram.
Well, it was crazy, like, about specifically Facebook is, are you familiar with the Nuremberg Code?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was established after World War II.
Yeah,
like, after what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews, right? For those of you unfamiliar, it's like you can't commit atrocities against humanity.
Yep.
So Facebook done this to 640,000 Americans back in, like, I think it started like in 2008 or some. It was early, and they got really good at it like in the late teens.
Yeah.
Is 640,000 people were picked on personally, and like they were trying to make them depressed. And you know what they found? It worked. They ruined these people's lives through what they saw on social media.
Yep.
And you're telling me that they don't do that now? It's like they know when you go take a shit.
Yep. You'll get, like, I know when some people post, like people I interact with all the time, it'll say such and such posted a blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, and that's just to draw you back in, and they love that little... I've turned, like, notifications and stuff off for the most part.
I'm about to, man. I'm so fucking sick of that shit.
It's... I don't believe, like, we were made to know...
everything about everyone?
Not even that, because most of the things you put on social media is bullshit. I mean, like, I make bullshit posts all the time, and it's not that my life is grand and wonderful. It's like, I think this is funny. Like...
yeah.
All those jokes I made about the second music festival.
Yeah, you wait till that second music festival happens on the back porch.
Yeah. 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 Miss Billingsley.
Yeah. Is she a real teacher?
Hell no. Okay. I made all that shit up. That's like, and some people like interacted like I was being serious.
Yeah. No shit.
I just didn't.
Like, some people you went to school with, who the hell is Miss Billingsley?
Right, yeah. It's like, there was no Miss Billingsley. Yeah. It's like, what is this? And like, I've got about like seven more posts right up of like ridiculous stories like that. To where it's just like off the wall stupid stuff. It's like
I try to like them to make sure it increases the algorithm some more.
Yeah, do it. It's like I was gonna do one like we don't even have soccer at where I went to high school.
Yeah,
so my soccer coach, Mr. Worthy, locked me in his basement.
Yeah.
With his eight coaching friends and put me in what I would only classify as a bad situation.
Yeah.
I was holed up in the basement for 2 weeks while each of them sit in a circle around me telling me that I was never going to have a second music festival at my house.
Can't fucking wait.
It's like just stupid stuff like that. And it's like, there's going to be people in on the joke, and there's going to be people like, what the fuck happened to this childhood?
Yeah, like, how did he know he was going to have one music festival?
Yeah, that's the whole joke.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to see through the shit.
That's what I was like. As soon as I read the first one, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and that's like, because I'm on my way out of the door, like, I've got one more strike on Facebook, and I think I'm canned permanently.
Really?
And then, like, I don't know what'll happen to the Porch Talk page, because I'm not the only...
You can still run your page.
I can?
Yep.
Well, if I get banned, it don't get banned?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I figured it would.
Nope.
So I got one more strike on there, because, like, oh my God, in the past 2 years, it's like I've been to Facebook jail many times.
See, I don't go. I'm not a Facebook jailer.
And the algorithms on my posts are like weird. I know that. Yeah. So I don't know if I was a part of their Nuremberg trial, but it didn't work on me. But that's my point, is like, do you think that Facebook... Now, granted, the Nuremberg Code is... two governments.
Yeah.
Against their people. Which I would say that some of this COVID shit is kind of busting that shit up.
Sorry.
In my opinion. But do you think that Facebook broke the Nuremberg Code? Because they were they permanently ruined some people's lives.
And that's... I think that's a gray area. Because you can't say that they purposely... ruin somebody.
No, that's what they were trying to do. They wanted to know if they could make you depressed, and they could.
Yeah. Facebook's just fucked up, dude. All the way around. Because you give it so much. You're creating your own folder.
Oh yeah. Like I say, let's talk about, like, what's something you want for Christmas, right? And then you pull up your social media and boom, there it is.
There it is.
Hey, I found you a deal.
Right? Talking about razor blades, and I got all sorts of advertisement for, I needed a razor blade to shave my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to stop by the store and get some razor blades. And shit, I forgot my toothbrush. I got to stop and get a toothbrush and razor blades.
Yeah.
And... So I went to Dollar General and bought toothbrush and razor blades. And it's just stupid shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. And they know, like, and I would, like, even though, especially, like, you know, someone made this, like, great meme about the different social medias and how they intertwine with, like, the seven deadly sins, right? And I was like, oh, that's so perfect. And I... Like, I made a, and I don't care, like, I actually watched a little bit of it so I could review it, right? The Book of Boba Fett, but, like, personally, it's like, I'm not a huge fan of Disney or anything that it does. I just don't think it's good. Now, granted, like, I had a lot of Disney people, like, personally attack me.
Yeah.
And, like, in that post, the only person who made an argument that I wanted to argue with made a really good point and changed my mind. Is like, and the post was, I don't really watch your TV shows, but this ain't Star Wars. And, like, I had somebody, like, call me a grandpa,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I was like, I'm talking about subjectively, like, look at this image and think about Star Wars. This is more like Power Rangers. This is not Star Wars. That was my point. And then, like, the good argument that was made, it was like, regardless of what you think, what Disney has done for Star Wars has created a new generation of Star Wars fan, and it kept the fandom alive. That was a really good argument, and I had nothing to say to that, and I was like, you changed my mind.
That's kind of like, I follow a lot of Grateful Dead pages.
Yeah.
And there's one for Dead & Company, and people fucking gripe so much about John Mayer.
Oh, I love John Mayer.
I love John Mayer. You know, and
he's funny. You remember a sketch on Chappelle's Show?
Hell yeah, man. John Mayer, and he was fucking best friends with Bob Saget.
Yeah. But yeah, and John Mayer's a funny guy.
People gripe about John Mayer being, you know, like doing Jerry's part in the songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, he's opened up the Grateful Dead to a whole nother.
Yeah. Think about avenue. All his fans, right?
Yeah. They're now Grateful Dead fans.
That's right. Yeah.
And, you know.
That's silly. Yeah. And then, like, another person, like personally attacked me, like, in the first part of their post, is like they were actually attacking the idea that I presented, which I respected.
Yeah.
And then I lost complete respect for them in the second part because, like, they chose to personally attack me and, like, build a straw man. It's like, I'm willing to have this discussion with you. You can change my mind.
Yeah, I'm willing to hear your side.
But, like, you don't have to call me names or insult me.
Yeah. Yeah, don't insult me.
Let's have a discourse, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't pay any attention to it. Yeah. I liked it, I think, and moved on.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, dude.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Now, the other, I ended up, like, direct messaging, and we had a good discourse.
Yeah, y'all talked for a while, yeah.
And, like, it changed my mind.
Well, yeah, who would have thought? He explained, yeah. Yeah. He was able to explain his perspective.
It was actually a she.
She?
Yeah, well, she did.
They. I should have just went they.
They.
PC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Keep it PC here, bro.
PC, bro.
So, yeah. I don't know. Social media is funny, and I've dedicated, like, most of my pages to just be satire.
Yeah, that's what I either post music or fucking just extremely crazy shit.
Yeah, music, porch talk stuff, or dad jokes is, like, really. And yeah. I call them uncle jokes because I'm not a dad.
Yeah.
So,
well, there's some bomb ass uncle jokes out there.
There are. And I think like uncle jokes is a real genre. I think it has the opportunity to be a little bit more edgy, and not as
you gotta be kind of corny with the dad jokey right now.
Yeah.
And
I don't think you should, like, if you're doing stand up, like, this is like a rule I think that should be across the board. Maybe it is. Is I don't think you should ever do a dad joke on stage.
No, no, no.
Those I think that's a terrible idea.
Off limits, 100%.
It's a funny meme, and that's about as far as it goes. Or, like, in real life, it's really funny.
You can't.
It's almost like dropping a "That's what she said."
I hate people that tell meme jokes.
Meme jokes?
Meme. You know, like, make jokes about memes. I don't like it. I think that, you know, like, tell jokes that I've seen on a meme.
Oh, okay.
That
kind of,
like,
okay.
steal the phrasing and quotes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was during the Trump administration, really. And they still do it, even though Alex Trebek is dead. It was like, and you mainly see it on, like, Twitter, where these people think they're being smart, but actually it makes them look like a dumbass, is they was like, I'll take bad takes for 200, Alex. It was like, dude, that's...
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Dude, that has been, like, so overdone. Or this is a Wendy's drive through. What was that, Jeff Tidrick, the Twitter troll of Trump?
Oh, shit, I don't know, man. You know, I never got into Twitter.
Yeah.
I've had two.
Like I said, I hopped back on Twitter because of Trump. And,
I've, like, got it, I just
and,
don't
and now it. It's it sucks again.
Yeah, because they kicked him off. Is he back on?
I think the only social media that he's... Because, you know, he's launching his own social, like, Truth Social.
God,
yeah, I think that's a mistake. Is, like, you want to talk about, like, these different social medias. You want me to tell you what I think the best one is? Probably Gab. Because the thing about Gitter and this Truth Social is, you know what both of them are running off of? Amazon or some other big tech company. Like, they're like...
Oh, so it's just going to be advertisements on top of advertisements.
No, no. It's not just that. It's like the moment they want to pull the plug on you, they will, because you're running on their server. You're using their services. Yeah. Gab.com, you can't even find that on the App Store. You can't find it on Google Play. Like, you have to go to the website to use it. And they use Mastodon for coding. I don't know how familiar with coding you are.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, like, with Mastodon, that's, like, free in the code. And it's like, someone who knows how to look at the code, you can look at their code. You can't look at Facebook's code. You can't look and see what they say about you.
No, you can't. Yeah, you're right.
You can't do that on Twitter. You can't do that on Gitter. You can't do that on any. And, like, I like that because I like, okay, how are you marketing me? You know, why am I getting this random friend request from some place I've never been? Am I being catfished? What the hell is, you know, what
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, no shit.
Is it a bot? Is it real life? You don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
So I think Gab does it best. And like, with their terms and conditions, they use the First Amendment as their term and condition.
That's cool.
So as long as you are, what you need?
Looking lighter? Cigarettes.
Oh, they're right there.
Somewhere around here. There they are. I just can't get down with Twitter, man. I don't know why. It's like, it's a weird format for me.
Oh, it is like the hell hole of social media. Like,
it's not user friendly at all.
TikTok is worse.
Really? So I'm not getting it then.
And why I say worse is, let's take China TikTok. You know what they do? Like after I think 8 p.m. is, you know, it's built for teenagers. So I don't really understand why adults are on it. But I guess I could say the same with Snapchat.
Hey, I've had Snapchat since I was a young one.
Since it was invented.
Yeah, I was one of the beta testers for the first Snapchat.
Yeah. But anyway, after 8 o'clock is, you can only watch, like, I think 5 videos, and then the screen blanks for, like, a minute. It makes you get off your phone. Like, you're not going to sit there and, like, go through all these videos all night.
We need that.
And then, on top of that, like, when it hits that certain time, like 8 p.m., is the only thing you can see is something educational or, like, science projects.
Hell yeah.
And, like, here you can watch a, you know, a dumbass twerk.
Yeah.
Or eat whatever you're into, or whatever you're on, soft porn. I mean, yeah, whatever.
I don't know nothing about it. Everybody keeps telling me I need to get one.
I think it's, you know, I thought about doing it for Porch Talk because I think it is good for, like, marketing, right? I don't want to run it, so I'm not going to do it. But, like, for you, for someone who's kind of in the stand-up and, like, doing comedy, I think it would be good for you. It would be a way to create comedy followers.
Yeah, it would be a way to get a following.
And so, like, I know a lot of my musician friends are on TikTok, and, you know, like, they're dropping, you know, like, here's how you do a guitar lick, or, like, here's a 30-second snippet of my new song. And I think that's great. And I couldn't see, like, just being, like, a regular adult, like,
just like scrolling through.
Yeah, with a family just being on TikTok. I don't understand that.
Sitting there watching Fail Army videos on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Fail Army videos. I watch them through on Reels and shit.
I get sucked into, I thought like Reels was, and I think it's trash on Facebook.
Yeah.
I get sucked into them sometimes.
I do, man. God, it'd so be like, bad.
And that's why we need kind of like that Chinese thing. But like after 5, be like, all right, cut it. Look, you need to get back to like being productive in society. Stop watching these damn videos.
I'll get sucked into them and fucking forget I got to go back to work.
I was like, oh, my lunch break ended 15 minutes ago.
Shit, I got to go back to work.
I've been on the shitter so long, my legs fell asleep.
Yeah, it's messing with me today because it's Friday.
What does Friday mean?
Usually I've just gotten off work a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, usually I'm just getting down here.
Yeah.
But today, since, you know, I got to come down Thursday, I had the day off. Huh? It was a Friday off. You know how many years it's been since I've been off on a Friday?
I don't.
Probably 2 at least. 2 years at least.
Jeez.
Yeah. Fucking, I used to have to work Saturday, dude. I worked Saturday for a whole year.
Yeah.
And then when I worked in the bar, my work week didn't start until Wednesday.
Yeah, that whole thing is strange, right? What do you, I thought about, like, maybe picking it up, like, if I could find, like, a cool place and, like, maybe be a bar back for a time.
It's money, dude.
Just to make a little extra money on the side. Because I'll be honest, like, this inflation hurts, man.
It hurts bad.
I think we're at 7%.
My money don't stretch nowhere near as far as it needs to.
And I want to go to a general manager and ask, is like, look, curb inflation is like, I need a 10% raise.
Yeah. I mean, that's legitimate.
And I understand, like, the question's going to be, no.
Where are you going to get it? What you doing for
it? Right, yeah. It was like, okay, well, I have options. But, like, the thing about saying that is, like, it's foolish to say something like that if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, if you got an iron in the fire, but it ain't hot yet, and you say something like that.
I've got some irons in the fire, but they ain't hot.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, like, in your experience, like, with, like, the bar scene and, like, the entertainment scene and working it,
it's a life. It's going to consume you.
Well, not only that, does it feel like you're missing out even though you're in the middle of it?
I hadn't done this shit in years, and I don't think you can do it anymore. We drank, dude. We were drinking the whole time. We were working.
Oh, it's just like a party.
Yeah, it's like...
Getting paid to party.
Yeah, basically, you got to stay sober enough to do your job.
Yeah.
As long as the police don't come in. And then as long as they're cool.
Right.
You know?
That's what I thought, you know? I think, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Even though I'm working my way out the door that as well.
Having
to, I don't want to be the man downtown, you know?
Working in a bar blacked out, having to clean a dirty-ass bar blacked out drunk fucking sucks.
Hey, what do you think about the COVID short?
What's that?
So, like, have you seen these articles going around saying, like, the COVID short is, like, these are men complaining that their unit ain't as long as it used to be. Like, they lost, like, an inch and a half. Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is kind of a crazy story, and it's, like, being reported more and more. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to break this down because I have a lot of different looks on this. And I think they're all funny. But look number one is like, okay, let's just say like we put this myth out there, conspiracy theory. But because it gets reported in the news, it's not going to be labeled conspiracy, right? But I think I would put this at the top of conspiracy is like COVID dick. And so a lot of people are also like reporting like they can't get up. Like it ruined like blood getting to the unit. Like they got ED now because of COVID. I think, and I don't know if I would link that to COVID. I think what people aren't thinking about is you're getting older, and as you get older, your testosterone drops.
Yeah, and, you know, we had a whole year off. There wasn't a whole lot of catting around town for a whole year.
And I believe a lot of people don't... porn will ruin your life.
Yeah.
And, like, I think there is a such thing as, like, masturbating too much.
Yeah, I could see that.
And so, like, I don't know what these guys have done. So, number one, it's like, I'm thinking maybe they're getting up with a new partner and be like, look, yeah, it used to be bigger, but I got that COVID short. And so, like, this is a great compromise. It's like, maybe it'll come back or like, but you know what doctors or some people are recommending? Is that you purchase an extension to get your old size back. Like, you, I don't know how this works, if it's, like, something you strap to it, or if, like, this is a surgery, but that just sounds like a horrible idea, and it's kind of taken, like, I don't think you'll get to Pleasure Town as fast with that shit, if that makes sense.
It's like you got a cover over your dick.
Right.
Because you got to strap the motherfucker on somehow.
Yeah.
And then...
It's going to be doing the main...
It's going to, like, the best part is the head going in, and you're covering the head over.
See what I'm saying? So that's a take. And so take two is like, I just imagine this guy going into the doctor, right? For like reasons we discussed earlier, like he wasn't catting out, testosterone's down, probably whacked it too much, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a doctor.
Yeah, I don't know.
But neither were the 270 quote unquote doctors that wanted to get Joe Rogan canceled. Did you see that? Like, these people, like, I think out of the 270, 100 of them were doctors, but they weren't medical doctors. They just had doctorates.
Doctorates.
Like, one of them had, like, a doctorate in, like, weed farming.
Nice.
And, like, the rest of them were, like, college students who probably don't even listen to Joe Rogan. Because, if you listen to Joe Rogan, he's actually a left-leaning guy. Like, he believes in UBI.
Yeah.
He likes that idea for people.
Yeah.
And so, like, his politics are left. He's had Bernie Sanders on the show. You know,
yeah. Talk about the left-leaning kind of hard.
Yeah, he's a hard. And, like, the left are attacking him. And, like, the right love him.
Yeah.
It's so weird. You know why they love him?
Because he's just honest.
Because he's honest. And he's he likes freedom.
Yeah, he just wants to be free. He just wants to be left the fuck alone.
Well, not only that, he wants you to be as well.
Yeah, he wants everybody to just live and be let left live, the right? Fuck alone.
Live and let live, and don't take people's stuff.
Yeah, just don't take shit
off
nobody.
Two rules to live by, man. It's easy.
Live and let live, and don't take shit off nobody.
Yeah. So, but like back to the COVID dick is like I can just see like maybe you go into an office and maybe you're talking to the nurse and like you're kind of trying to like talk yourself up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this kind of COVID dick, and I used to just have a hog.
And it's like half size.
Yeah. It's still average now, but
yeah, I mean,
I used to
be like
they used to call
baby's
me
arm holding an apple.
They used to call me Alan the Hammer.
Yeah,
right.
It was Alan the Jackhammer.
Yeah, and like girls went from and this been really hard on me. They went from walking funny.
Well, not really hard on you.
Yeah, they went from walking funny to walking normal. So like maybe I'm the cure now.
Maybe. Look out.
And so, like, that's the way I perceive, like, that's number two. And then number three is, like, what a way to sell COVID, right? Like, what are some of, like, the weirdest things people told you that life wasn't the same since COVID? It's like, I got a buddy, and, like, this is legit. His beard is shit now. He shouldn't grow a beard. Sorry, bub. But his beard, like, he had a nice beard.
Yeah.
And then, like, after he got COVID, he had, like, back during, like, the Alpha.
Okay.
Right? The OG COVID.
Big COVID.
And, like...
Deadly COVID.
Yeah. And his beard is patchy now.
He might have got so stressed.
You think that might have been it?
Hell yeah.
The connection of it?
Fuck
so
yeah,
it
dude.
Necessarily wasn't... Like, it's what they're coming out now with, like... CNN has been talking about it. It's like, we need to do the nuance on being in the hospital. With COVID or cause of COVID, because it's going to be with COVID, because
yeah.
COVID is probably just illuminating other health problems.
Yeah, it's, you know, I have a conversation for the porch. I can tell you why I know about hair loss and stress. But yeah, it's a real thing. He could have gotten so stressed out that it caused him to lose his hair.
Yeah.
And, since I've learned that I have anxiety... You can be stressed and not even know. Be like cool as a cucumber, like cool as a fan, cool as a polar bear's toenails, and have anxiety like out the fucking ass. Because you know what it could be? Anxiety could be something just as simple as shaking your leg. You remember how I used to fucking shake my leg just crazy? That's anxiety. Never fucking knew it, dude.
I'd call it like restless leg.
Nuh-uh. It's anxiety. So you can be, people think anxiety means fear. No. You don't have to be afraid.
Let me ask you this, because like I believe that is something that is like, people are fairly open about it on their social media and also in real life. Like, people will open up about their anxiety.
Yeah.
And it almost sometimes is unbelievable because it feels like they're chasing the boogeyman, or it's like you just had a bad dream. You just need to wake up, right?
Yeah.
So is that people being too hard? Or is like, because I've seen a lot of like articles and things come out recently that was talking about anxiety and talking about, like, and I agree that we have a mental health crisis right now in America.
100%.
And it's not being dealt with. And so I don't think we know how to talk about it.
No.
And two, I don't know if we believe each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's hard because, you know, nobody can be sicker than somebody else.
Because that's what it seems like, right? It's like it's almost like a one-up for some
people.
You
got to one-up somebody, man. You can't, like, if somebody that's, you know, got some shit going on, like, mentally, your mental can't be mentaler than theirs.
And I think, like, social media calls that for
calls
people.
That.
And I think it multiplies it.
Social media and mental disabilities and mental disorders, like, are the worst things for each other, man. Because it just, you get that high feeling when you get the serotonin release, when you get a like
Oh, yeah.
You get a heart. Oh, man. You get your heart kind of pounds.
Oh, she's
kind of
hot, too.
Yeah. Ooh, she liked it. She loved it. Ooh.
Yeah, how about
what
that?
What up, girl?
How you doing?
Be that man about town again.
Yeah, that man downtown.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Let me measure this COVID short in Landsarms.
We might have lost 10 Landsarms in this COVID dick.
Ain't that funny? Like, if it's real, I feel bad.
Yeah, no, if you got COVID and your dick shrunk, I feel sorry for you, because goddamn, I don't have enough to lose.
You know, talking about sexuality just for a second, but like, back to Japan, is like, they're predicting 80 years from now that like, if Japan went on the same reproduction rate, they would have just as much or less population. And you know, like, they're, you know, like, height of your life when you start getting ready to settle down, like, I don't know what that age is in Japan. It's different within cultures. Let's just say it's like America, where it's like, you know, anywhere from 18 to
35.
It's like, they're not having sex. They're not hooking up. They think it's icky. They're not doing it. They would, you know, and like, sex bots are
big things.
And yeah. I was like, you would rather have sex with that than like a real chick? You gotta be crazy. And so, like, I mean, like, they're setting their dick on fire, like, waiting in line to get that thing. But, yeah. You know, it's like, dude, there's a real girl over there.
They'll hit that without lube.
Right.
They don't want no real girl.
Yeah, that's crazy to me. And so, like, I don't know. And I've been wanting to have, I have a friend in South Korea, he's a foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
And he's married now, he has a child, and he's a fairly successful guy. And, like, I've been wanting to have a conversation with him, because, like, I think South Korea's having the same issue. It's like, they're not reproducing. Like, a lot of them, like, in America, we would call that an incel. And that's like, you know, like a gamer who just can't get laid.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just like
beta.
Yeah, very beta. And like, he's the guy that's going to shoot up the movie theater.
Yeah.
And that's like, but like, over there, it's not that way. It's, they're just disinterested altogether. Like, and like, with South Korea, and I want to ask my buddy about this, is so when you graduate high school over there, you go in the military for 2 years. The girls go to college. And so, like, they're ahead in life for you. And so, I don't know if it's like these girls, and girls mature faster than boys.
Yeah.
So I don't know if these girls are like more interested in older men, and like, all these guys, it's like, oh, who am I going to marry? Right. I don't know what it is, but like, they're having the same problem.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to talk to him about that and see if it's like a legit thing, because like, I'm so far outside looking in. You know, that's the other side of the world.
Yeah, that's
right?
A whole other side of the planet.
Yeah, and I might just be talking out of my ass.
We don't know. May not be the whole other side of the planet. Might be just across the way.
Might just be.
Might
this be. Is something that I wanted to talk to David Weiss about. He's coming back on the show. That's
you were saying
flat
about
Earth
that.
Guy.
Yeah.
Of like, there's and I wanted to look the term up before we had our talk tonight, but I didn't.
Now, well,
but
know.
Maybe you know it.
Shit happens.
Is so I think like flat Earth just needs to be rebranded. Like, let's just think of it as like, okay, maybe the Earth is ocular.
Let's say it's not round.
Let's say ocular.
Okay.
Okay. Let's think about like a contact lens.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the Earth is somewhat flat, and then there's like a contact lens, over, like a dome, right?
A dome-ish.
And but they believe and preach that already, like a firmament, right?
Yeah.
It's like, instead of calling the Earth flat, like, let's just, yeah, it got a little curve to it, you know? And I want to talk to him more about like Jeff Bezos, and like, I think everyone agrees, like, when he flew William Shatner up, like, they didn't leave the atmosphere.
Yeah, they didn't.
They didn't go into space.
Yeah.
And so, like, why ain't we? Elon Musk is focusing on Mars. I don't think he's left the atmosphere, right?
Yeah, he's too worried. Yeah, he's.
And
yeah.
Even, like, a lot of people don't know this, but, like, our satellites,
they're still in the atmosphere.
They're in the atmosphere.
The very top of it.
Yeah. They.
See, that's I think we've gotten out of the atmosphere, bro. We've gotten out of the firmament. Because there is the ozone and stuff. that is around the planet, and you do have to be at a certain angle.
Oh, you want to talk about climate change, do you?
No, absolutely, 100%. Fuck climate change.
Oh, you don't agree that the climate's changing?
The climate is changing, but the planet's dying. It's not getting hotter. When you leave the atmosphere, you have to be at an angle. I'm not exactly sure what the angle is, but you can't go straight up.
It's up the dangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know the angle. It's up that dangle.
Yeah. And when you re-enter the atmosphere, you have to come back in at an angle.
Yeah.
You can't come like straight down, direct approach.
You'll catch on fire or something.
Yeah, it'll burn up. You'll burn up in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So I've never been up there, dude. I want to believe the Earth's round because I want to believe in gravity and I want to believe in science. But I also know that history is written by its victors. Nikolai Tesla was pulling electricity out of the ground. Now there.
I mean, think about it. You ever looked at a telescope, like on those? We had a great night, I think, back in 2020, where you could see Jupiter and Venus.
Yeah.
They're
round.
And I think,
or they appear to be.
Appear to be. I have so many questions, and I don't know. Some people were critical of the interview I did with David, that I didn't grill him enough.
You didn't hit him hard, man.
Yeah, and I didn't want to because, I listened to some of his other interviews. He just got grilled. And I honestly just wanted to hear what he thought without me, just...
When is it going to be? I would love to be down here.
It's going
to
be in March. It'll be, he told me, let's talk more about it in March.
If I could make it down here, I would love to. I wouldn't grill him
either. The thing about it is you don't have to make it down here because it's going to be a Skype call.
Oh, I could Skype in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like for me and you to be sitting here together.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, maybe he would be cool with that. Not we wouldn't be coming at him, you know.
I got to use the restroom.
Well, we could take a break, actually, because I'm going to step out to the car. Mm-hmm. Would you like a soda?
Outside my window, here comes the afternoon. The rain clouds coming from the west, will I pass to take? What is set before me? Is a drink of cool water? Or enough to sing my ship? It's enough to sing my ship. This escapes my morning. That's cold coffee on a hot burning sun. Why you still tingle in last night's memory? What I am, a monkey full of snakes. I'll talk it over with you. It's stay. And stay. So what say you to adventure? If we pack our things and go. That's a life on the open road. What I'm afraid of, lowering my shield. Second thoughts, what's out my window?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.